from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now in KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, international travelers coming into the country are facing tougher testing rules starting today. Good afternoon, Nelman Keyes, KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran is at SFO with what travelers can expect.
Well, here at SFO, before coming through here, international travelers are going to need negative COVID-19 tests within 24 hours before their flight here. This is regardless of vaccination status and nationality.
So I had a test result within 3 days, but then I got to know that it's not 24 hours, so I had to go through the test again.
International travelers arriving at SFO this morning were some of the first now following this new testing requirement, and there were a mix of experiences.
We live in a area that's pretty well occupied with hospitals, so yeah, that was pretty easy.
I had a test result within 24 hours, even before I get to the airport.
Was it hard to find a test?
Yeah, it was hard to find a test. We had to go to a lot of labs and check who could do it for us.
Previously, the testing requirement was within 72 hours before your flight. The change was announced by President Biden last week. This new rule comes as cases of the Omicron variant have been detected in more than a dozen states, several here in the Bay Area. Travelers leaving the U.S. will now also have to prepare before coming back.
A lot of airports around the world have on-site testing capabilities, much as we do. It really just requires doing some advanced homework.
But even with this tougher rule, this morning they embraced their loved ones and were happy to be in the Bay Area.
So it's exciting to be here?
It's very exciting to be here.
And you're going
to
be studying here?
I'm going to be studying, yeah.
At SFO, Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
While the U.S. cracks down, the U.K. is also putting a new COVID rule into effect. Starting tomorrow, passengers heading to the U.K. must take a COVID test within 48 hours of departure. This applies to everyone over the age of 12, regardless of vaccination status. The U.K.'s Health Security Agency says so far it has recorded 160 cases of the Omicron variant. New questions today about what happened hours before last week's deadly high school shooting in Michigan. Right now, the parents of the shooter are in jail, charged with 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter. CBS reporter Michael George has more from Pontiac, Michigan.
A manhunt led officials to a vacant art studio in this Detroit warehouse, where James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the accused Oxford High School shooter, were captured early Saturday morning.
It certainly raises my eyebrows.
The couple was arrested inside a commercial space connected to this man, 65-year-old Andre Shakora, after failing to appear for an arraignment on Friday.
He didn't know that there were active warrants.
Through his attorney, Shakora said that he didn't know the Crumblies had been charged. He thought he was just helping his friends.
They had received death threats all week, so they wanted to go somewhere where they could have some peace for a few hours.
They were never fleeing prosecution.
The couple appeared in a court hearing on Saturday, where their attorneys insisted they had not run from authorities.
They were terrified. They were not at home. They were figuring out what to do.
In a letter sent to parents Saturday, Superintendent Tim Throne said that one day before the shooting, a teacher reported Ethan Crumbly to school authorities after seeing him looking at ammunition on his phone. School officials say they reached out to Crumbly's mother, but received no answer that day. But according to prosecutors, phone records show Jennifer Crumbly later sent her son a text that read, LOL, I'm not mad at you. You have to learn not to get caught. Prosecutors also say that on the morning of the shooting, a teacher saw Crumbly drawing images of a handgun and a person who appeared to be shot, with disturbing phrases including, the thoughts won't stop, help me. The school said his parents were called in, and he allegedly told officials the drawing was part of a video game he was designing. His parents were told to enroll him in counseling within 48 hours, and they refused to take him home. But the school district also says Crumbly's answers led counselors to again conclude he did not intend on committing either self-harm or harm to others. Oh. He was sent back to class, and prosecutors say just hours later began firing a gun and shot 11 people, killing 4.
I don't know that anybody will feel safe sending their kids back to school until they know exactly what happened here.
And the school district wants a third-party investigation into the incident to look at all the interactions the accused shooter had with staff and students. Michigan's attorney general is volunteering to take that on. Michael George, CBS News, Pontiac, Michigan.
In Union City this afternoon, police need your help in solving a deadly shooting. Callers near 7th Street reported hearing gunshots around 8:30 last night. Officers found a man in the driver's seat of a car with multiple gunshot wounds. He was pronounced dead minutes later. Now detectives are asking anyone who saw anything suspicious to contact them. Taking a live look at the state capitol building in about an hour, California Attorney General Rob Bonta will issue a warning to Californians about charity scams this holiday season. He'll provide advice on what to look out for, especially when choosing to donate during the season of giving. We'll be streaming that for you on CBSN Bay Area. To the White House now, where President Biden has just announced a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Olympics. The move would still allow U.S. athletes to compete, but no U.S. government representatives will be in attendance. The White House spokesperson says the move is to protest China's human rights abuses. The diplomatic boycott is designed to put more pressure on China to reform its policies before the Winter Games begin on February 4th. Chinese officials have already blasted the move. Now to another flashpoint. President Biden is scheduled to talk tomorrow with Russia's president. The White House says it's considering tough new economic sanctions against Russia. U.S. officials say sanctions would be to deter President Vladimir Putin from invading Ukraine. The sanctions could target Putin's inner circle and energy producers. Stronger sanctions could also be aimed at Russian oligarchs to limit travel and access to U.S. banking and credit. A final decision on possible sanctions hasn't been made yet. President Biden is set to consult with European allies later today. Let's get a check. Got a forecast now with meteorologist Mary Lee. Looks like there are some changes coming.
Oh, yeah, for sure, Len. I'm tracking a weak weather system bringing some light showers already to parts of the Bay Area. So showing you high-def Doppler and watching this closely for you, zooming in, and you can see that wet weather stretching from Fort Bragg, Mendocino, Point Arena, Ukiah, Lakeport, Upper Lake, down through Cloverdale at our noon lunchtime hour, Hidden Valley Lake as well. As we take you hour by hour, and as we go through our afternoon, some light scattered showers for parts of the North Bay. And as we head through 7 p.m. by this evening, some light showers with this trailing cold front stopping the clock again tonight at 10 p.m. We'll talk more about what you can expect as we take you through the overnight hours into tomorrow morning. Coming up, Len.
All right, Mary, thank you. See you then. There's a push in Oakland for a dedicated skating space. Hundreds of skaters rolled up to the Fermory Park in Oakland yesterday. Many showed off their dance moves and skating skills out there. There is a growing roller skating community in the city, but few places to skate. A group called Panther Skate Plaza is advocating for a safe space.
We want to expand the usage of this space to accommodate this new activity that is intergenerational. It helps to build confidence.
What does the community want? If you just look, this is what the community wants.
The group has also started petitions to send to Oakland City Council. Right now, Contra Costa County officials are holding a grand opening for an interim housing site designed to provide shelter for the homeless. The site called Delta Landing has more than 170 housing units on Loveridge Road in Pittsburgh. That's where the county renovated a motel using money from the California Home Key program. Officials from Contra Costa Health Services are speaking at the site right now. Now we're switching over to our annual initiative, Food for Bay Area Families. When it comes to donations, many graciously give money, but our Kid Dough introduces us to a group donating a resource that is just as vital.
And we are here in one of the kindest and most selfless places in the Bay Area. This is the sorting room where dozens of volunteers come to Second Harvest year-round to sort and pack boxes for needy families. This place could not happen without volunteers. Speaking of volunteers, this is the crew from St. Francis from Mountain View. This is Maddie LaForge, AJ, and Michael. 300 students are going to be coming through the doors this year as part of their curriculum. What are you hoping the students get out of this experience?
We're part of a social justice class here today, and I think it's a great way for the students to engage in some hands-on justice work that makes a difference in our community. So I'm hoping my students learn about food insecurity and justice issues right here in their hometown, and they find ways that they can act for change in our community.
Kat Van Gross, you do development here at Second Harvest. Labor is not cheap here in the Bay Area. 1,100 hours. How does this help you guys?
Well, I'll tell you, 40% 80% of our workforce is volunteer. We could not support the 450,000 families we help every month without our volunteers. This support is critical, and I can't say thank you enough to the 300 students that are going to make this possible. So thank you.
And to find out how you can volunteer and to donate, you can go to kpix.com/give.
We're also learning today a generous donor who wants to remain anonymous is matching donations made to Second Harvest of Silicon Valley through December 25th. We are going down to Baker Beach for today's Bay Area Bright Spots, where a viewer, Bob, says Hanukkah Harry is lighting the tiki torch menorah for the eighth and final night of Hanukkah. Check out that view with the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. And we want to see your holiday lights as we celebrate the season. Email your pictures and videos to BayAreaBrightSpots@kpix.com, or you can tag us on social media using the hashtag KPIX Bright Spots.